All right.
Thank you, Tara.
Oh, thank you, David. There's some sound issues. He's hearing an echo, and I'm hoping by transferring the call over to you that he'll be able to hear
Hello?
A little bit better.
Yeah, we'll be able to drop that off, hopefully. I can hear the echo, too. Hey, Will.
Yeah, I hear.
How are you doing today?
I hear you guys echoing now, but I'm not anymore. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking, partner. So it looks like the echo went away. That's a good thing. So maybe it was just Miss Tara having some audio issues. But we'll go ahead and get that looked into. Now, I'm the director here in charge, right? So let's go ahead and get your listing pulled up. I have you down with Badland LLC.
That's it.
Okay.
That's correct.
I'll go ahead and get you pulled up. Let's see what we have in store for you. Now, the listing that I'm going to be pulling out from today is going to be from home base 29102. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Let me get this listing pulled up and see what it has attached to it. All righty. Let's see here. Okay, so it looks like this one's going to have two different attachments to it. We have our traditional flat rate, and we also have our pay-per-lead, which is the Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of those programs?
I'm Google Verified. I've set up a couple businesses on Google, businesses I used to work for.
Okay.
But not the verified leads or whatever you call it.
Yeah. So previously it was known as Google Guaranteed, right? As of October 1st, they kind of changed that and now it's called Google Verified. So sometimes it gets, it's a misconception. I'd be like, oh, well, I'm already Google Verified. Like a Google business, my business profile is verified. But as far as the Google Verified, that's where they partner you exclusively with Google. They'll put you in the sponsor section. You get an additional badge on your profile as well as the bullet points for the vetting process that you went through. So that way the customers that are shopping through there, they understand a little bit about your business. They know you've already passed the vetting process. And when they're paired with your business, what they hear is you're now being routed to a Google Verified contractor. Okay. Now, I see that you're doing building site preparation. You're doing land clearing. Commercial building site preparation. I mean, how much residentials are you doing versus commercials, more or less?
I'm working on a residential now, but all I've done so far is commercial. I'm wanting to get into more residential. It's a part-time thing for me right now. I actually just hired somebody and trying to grow it a little bit. And
the residential customer that you're helping out right now, how did they find you? Was it a lead through Home Advisor or another way?
I was doing a commercial job for them. We cleared a lot for a church, and the pastor of the church had made.
He needed some work done too. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, and then that church job, I mean, how did they find you? I'm trying to narrow down basically how your leads are finding you. You know what I mean? When it comes down to the land clearing.
I guess word of mouth. There's a guy that I've been subbing for.
Okay. So some business networking
kind of
there.
Work.
Helping you out.
Yep.
That's good. That's a good, they always get you, you know, get you started, right? Now, when it comes down to what we're able to bring you, what we want to bring to your business is for people that don't know who to call. They don't have a friend. They don't have an uncle. They have nobody to call. So they're going to go into the search engines. Now we optimize them to perform for your business. So when they use those keywords and phrases, you're on that front page. 9 out of 10 buying options are made, right? So with that being said, I mean, the Google Verified, it does have a category for excavation, right? And I know you're doing land clearing. It's under the sewage system category. So with the excavation, it also comes with some land clearing. Now, with that one and Google Verified, it's really beneficial because, you know, like I was saying, the only time that you actually pay for a lead is if you can schedule an appointment with these customers. So that means you speak to somebody, they're in your service area, and you actually get to go do an appointment with them, right? And that makes a difference in return on investment and also being able to make you guys money, right? I mean, conversion rates is definitely a big deal when it comes down to leads. Nobody wants to drive for 30 minutes for nothing, right? I mean, I know I wouldn't want to, right? So we definitely want to make sure that's taken care of for you guys. Now, what I'm going to look for real quick is basically going to be that cost per lead for that category, and then we'll see where we go from there. Well, let's see. Right now, we're going to be in 29102. Okay. Now, the biggest question is, I mean, if you do decide to go with the program today and get started, are you available to take on more jobs at this moment, you know, at this time?
Yes and no. I mean, if I can line up some work, then I can get some more people involved and get some more equipment going, but.
There you go. Well, here's the deal.
I'm in an interim place right now where I could do a little more work than what I'm doing.
Okay, so here's the deal. In your area, Google's letting the qualified leads go at $31 per qualified lead. It's not bad, especially for your category. I mean, turning over one of those leads is going to cover your whole budget for you. The reason why I say your budget is because what Google asks for new businesses is for them to set a budget for at least 13 leads, right? Now, those 13 leads budget would be at $403. So if we're looking at, you know, like I said, we're turning over 3 out of every 5 leads here, 92%. So if we can turn over even,
I want to back up and ask you something because what could really benefit me. I don't have much trouble finding work with my big machine. I've got $30,000 worth of work lined up.
Nice.
For the next month or so, but, what I would be interested in is opening up, kind of new avenues. Like I have, my machine's like 50,000 pounds. Like you have to use a tractor trailer to move it. It's like,
yeah, for sure. I've seen those things move. So, I can see the arm on your logo, right? If that's the size of the tractor you're using, yes, you need a tractor trailer to pull it.
Yeah. But it's funny y'all call today. I was looking at a skid steer today. I'm really buying.
It's called retargeting, right? And a retarget, it's that thing, and you probably want, is my phone listening to me? How are these people knowing to call, right? Retargeted ads are, they're very technologically sophisticated and they work very well, right? We do them for your business as well. Let me ask you a quick question. I'll tell you what it is. Do you have your own social media, like your own personal Facebook or Instagram or anything?
I do.
Okay. So whenever you're scrolling through it and all of a sudden the ads are just popping up organically in your timeline, it's for the things you've been talking about and you're like, dude, is my phone listening? Right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. That's a retargeted ad.
Yeah, I know.
We do that for you. It's part of Google. It's part of the network. Algorithms. Yes. Thank you. Sometimes I say algorithms and they're like, what's an algorithm? Right? Just depending on the generation of business owner I'm talking to. I do talk to a lot of older generation business owners because they're used to the old kind of style of marketing. You know what I mean? And I'm already in my late 40s myself, so I sold the yellow pages from the phone book, the original ones. They used to get delivered on your doorstep. Right? I don't know how old you are, but I'm from that time frame. Yeah, I'm an 80s baby.
Yeah,
right?
I never used them. I'm 90s.
There you go. But you remember them if you were born in the 90s.
I've been trying to figure this out. Is there a way to look into, like, in my area, what the most searched
keywords are?
I guess. Yeah, like category of construction and whatnot.
Yep, for sure. Yep. So let's run some searches. Now, what we're going to do is it's going to tell me on average I can do it by a mile radius. I typically start with a 10-mile radius because on our flat rate plans, we open you for 50 miles, right? So we'll start with a 10.
Yeah.
I'll use some of the keywords and phrases. It'll tell me how many times on average in the past 30 days it was searched. Okay. So let's see what we have here. All right. What is there anything in particular you want me to run or for what type of service? And I can get some of the top keywords and then
it would be more like lot clearing, tree removal, stump removal, stump grinding.
Gotcha. So a common one for your yes. So a common keyword for those categories right there that like your everyday consumer that doesn't know much about your industry other than they need to get all these roots and trees and everything out of their ground so they can put their house, right? That's what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
not,
we're going to use
not
land
that,
clearing.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Basically, right? So land clearing is going to be like stump grinding and all those. I mean, those are going to be, you know, sub tiers off of, because I mean, you're going to get, if somebody calls you to grind down one stump, that's not going to be too beneficial for you, right? I mean, how much would you charge for one stump to be grinded?
So with the skid steer, or I think probably, I think, what are they charging? Like, probably 800 to 1200, I would think.
Okay. We're doing stump grinding. No, we're doing stump grinding. We're going to do stump grinding. I'm going to get that one in there for you. I had no idea stump grinding was that profitable. I talked to a guy and he was doing it, I guess, with a smaller machine. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do this. Okay. So let's do land. First, I'm going to start with land clearing. Then we'll do the stump grinding tree removals, but land clearing is definitely a big one. And we're going to run a 10-mile radius. We're going to run it from 29102. So it looks like on average in the past 30 days on a 10-mile radius of 29102, we had 2,142 searches for land clearing, right? And that was just land clearing services near me. That's the keyword. Or the key phrase. Now, that book of business went to a few companies in your area. Franklin Forestry Mulching and Land Management, In the Clear Land Management, and Tri-County Land Services, right? So all three of these guys are currently running the flat rate, $299. That's where they're anchored on
State,
the first page for
State
their service.
State Tree on
there? Let me see. You said State Tree?
Yeah, that's the big. That's
and maybe
the big,
focusing on the trees. Let me see. Let me do tree services now. Remember, different keywords and phrases are going to show up for different companies, right? So let's see. Tree services, right. 2910. Carolina Tree Care, Fleming's Quality Tree.
Yeah, I know them.
Okay. Tree Works?
I don't know though.
Or who did you say it was?
State Tree. They're like the
State Tree Services. They're right here. State Tree Services, they have 59 reviews, they're at 4.5 stars, 35 plus years in business.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're the biggest name around here.
Down there. For sure.
Yeah.
You can tell.
The whole nine.
You can tell on their reviews, right? So, I mean, they're garnishing more reviews here than some of the other businesses. Let me see what they got here on their profile. Let's do some research. Okay. So, they're closed on the weekends.
They have boom trucks and arborists.
Yeah, arborist service.
Gravel trucks. But they don't. I beat them on the smaller lot clearing because it costs them too much. They have to move all of their stuff to
all of their equipment, right? To get it out there, to get
pull
it
big trees off of an acre lot. But
gotcha. Yeah. So, I mean, as you can tell, right? I mean, with these keywords. Oh, and by the way, tree services near me, which is another hot keyword. So it'll show me. Okay. This one, it showed 1942. Okay. So now let's do mulching.
Forestry mulching or mulching.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to pull up some of the keywords for it real quick to see which ones are hot.
Forestry.
So forestry mulching, it is a, it's a hot keyword. So I guess you know your industry, right? I mean, it's your backyard. So, I mean, this is a common lingo, I guess. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing. But yeah, forestry mulching, this one, this is higher. So we had 2,562 searches on average within only a 10-mile radius. And that went to Lake Murray forestry mulching, Palmetto mulching and clearing, and Matthews land clearing. And you notice Matthews land clearing is showing here for mulching. And even though he has land clearing in his name, he did not show up for land clearing services near 29102. It all depends on the algorithms. And at the end of the day, really the company you're working with.
All right. Could you do one more for me?
Yeah, let's do it. What you got?
Driveway repair. Or gravel driveway repair.
Okay. And it's all gravel, no concrete?
No, I'm not messing with concrete. I just spent a whole summer pouring concrete. I'm over it.
I gotcha. Yeah, dude, concrete's hot in the summer. When I was young, right out of high school, I worked on a train yard unloading the big parts when they came in, right? And we were just over concrete all day long. There's no way.
The reason I asked about the driveways is I'm looking into buying a skid steer, and I'd want to be able to clear land with it, but it's so seasonal because people say, oh, everything's growing up during the spring and summer and early fall, and then now wintertime, that kind of dies off. But I've done some research, and people, you can
don't be looking
get
good.
Deer grade out
going
people's driveways,
beginning next year,
fix potholes.
Sure.
Do what?
Yep. No, for sure. I mean, we're ready in the fourth quarter of this year, right? So in a couple of months, you're going to be coming right back into January for and then springtime, right? So if that's what you're looking for, I mean, that's definitely time to pull the trigger. But gravel repair services, 10-mile radius. This one had an average of, 2,342, 10-mile radius in the past 10 days. And that went to L&L Enterprises, Parker's Gravel,
yep,
and et cetera, LH Stokes and Sons.
yeah, that makes sense.
It sounds like you know a lot of these guys in the industry.
Well, I mean,
the jobs you're doing, I mean, right? You got to rub shoulders.
Yeah, but most of these guys are out of Sumter and
yeah, and LH Stokes, he's a demolition contractor.
Yeah.
And L&L, they're excavating contractors. So,
yeah.
I mean, and because it'll show me here, like, basically what they're categorized under, you know, even though they're using keywords and phrases for different types of services, they'll have their basic categorization, right? So.
Right.
So what do you think? I mean, you want to give me a shot? I mean, look, I can get you in at $299, right? And that'll do flat rate. It won't be a pay per lead. You won't have your budget set just yet. What you do is we have no contracts cancellation fees. I say, give me 60 days. Let me create a great return on investment for you. And then after that, if you want to upgrade to Google Verified, I'll give you a discount on your application and we'll continue upgrading, right? I mean, the biggest thing is increase your online presence, right? Getting you up there on that front page, taking care of your social media, building out that website, giving customers a reason to call you.
I was going to ask about the website deal.
It's included under the umbrella. So the way it works is whenever you lock in the listing for Google, you have an umbrella services that come with it. That's a website because we got to give the customers a reason to call. So it's included in the $299. No extra charge. We buy the domain at $99 and we build out the site. That's done within the first 7 to 14 days. Okay.
Oh,
now your social media.
Website.
Okay. Do you own the domain?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so
I don't know exactly how that works, but
who's doing your website for you?
I have it through GoDaddy. So GoDaddy would own the domain,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
No. I think
BadlandLLC.com, which is a pretty.
Oh, yep. I see it right here. Badland, where'd you get the name from? You don't mind me asking. Like I said, I'm an 80s baby, so I started with technology.
My kids' names are Bo, Abigail, and Daniel, which is
awesome.
Bad, B-A-D, and Land.
It is. And because for your land clearing.
Yeah.
Now that's a good one, right? I don't know if you've ever seen Badlands, right? But I figured maybe it came from there. I mean, I've helped out businesses with all kinds of. It is. It's very catchy. Because, I mean, like I said, I don't know if you heard of Badlands, but it's definitely very popular, yeah. Right? And then even with the logo, I was like, hey, but I do like the cross that you have right over the tree. I have another tree guy that I helped out. The Treesus of Nazareth Arbor is his business name. And he has like a cross inside of his tree too. So that was a good one we set up for him. And we're still currently with him. We got notified he had like 4 reviews this past week because I signed him up. So I keep an eye on my clients to make sure they're all doing good.
All right. Yeah, anyway. That'd be good. You say it's $299 a month.
Yeah, so it's $299 that cover your first month service. Now let's get back to the website, right? So I know you have your website up. Any updates you want done to it, we'll take care of that for you. We can add some chat bots in there. Let me see you have a chat bot there. Okay, I see him. Now we'll have a customized one. Anything you want in here, right? We'll update it for you. We'll rebuild it. We'll have it done in 7 to 14 days. And you'll have access to it through your dashboard. We're not just going to tell you we're doing these services for you. We show you. What you do is you download your dashboard from any Play Store, whether it's on your Apple phone or Android. Just go to the Play Store, look for Local Splash. You download there, and then we give you your access and logins. What this dashboard is going to show you is every keyword and phrase that we have you listed for on the Google network. When somebody uses that keyword or phrase and finds you, it'll show you where that search originated from inside of your service area. It's going to be a CRM for all your new customers. You'll have access to your website. It's also going to show you how well you're ranking in every area that we have you listed, right? So we'll put all that right on the forefront. Everything you're getting from social media as far as leads, impressions, your websites, it's all going to be transmitted through your dashboard. So you can actually see in real time the value that we're bringing your business.
Okay. I'd be interested in that. I like to look at and read up on things. Is there like some sort of a brochure?
Sure. I would love to put a proposal together for you. I'd send it out to you via email with some of our information. I can also send you over our website. We're A+ Better Business Bureau rated. We've been in the industry for literally more than two decades. Oh, great. Yeah, so you saw we're based out of California.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm glad you were able to go ahead and do that research while we're on the line. Now, let me go ahead and what's the best email address for you, Will?
It is will@badlandllc.com.
Or badlandllc.com. Okay, great. Now, I know you Googled us, right? So were you able to look at the website, or do you want me to send that over to you?
You sent it over. I didn't look at it.
Okay, yeah, I'll send it right over. This one's going to show you all the packages, pricings. Now, keep in mind, these pricings that are set here on the page are for enterprise companies, right? Companies with like 50 locations and greater. So right now you're qualifying for the discounted pricing, and that's what we have you on. That will reflect inside of your proposal via email.
Okay, all right.
So I just sent out that website. Okay. Now, in all honesty, Will, I mean, last thing I want to do is waste your time, right? I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot of work going on. But, you know, how interested are you in locking in a listing with us?
I'm pretty interested if you guys could, I'm more interested in, rather than locking in a listing, having somebody I can go to list things as I grow.
So,
I'm trying to grow the business, but I need work lined up to hire people.
For sure.
People don't want to come work for somebody. On a
that can't give them, get them work. Right.
On a whim, yeah. Right now I've got work lined up and I've just hired a guy part-time. But I really
Here's the deal. I mean, if you're looking for work, and here's the thing, Will, you're not going to find a lead generation program that's better than Google Verified. You really won't. There's not one out there in our entire country. Google lead verification program is the number one lead verification because of the fact that they're not just sending you phone numbers and saying, call these people. They're not sharing out those phone numbers with other people. You get that exclusive phone call when you're ready, when that customer is ready for the service, right? So it makes a big difference for your actual conversion rates. I mean, if you're looking to really fill out your schedule, Google's a program for you. I mean, any other way you go, you know, word of mouth here, they're going to hit, they're going to miss, they're going to hit, they're going to miss. This will provide the steady flow for you. Now, sometimes you're looking at a little bit momentum to get you going. Like I said, by day 45, you find yourself ranked at the top. But other than that, I mean, we're already garnishing leads, you know, new customer acquisitions through social medias, other directories, search engine optimizations, as well as voice searches, right? So, I mean, there's really not an area that we're going to miss out for you. I mean, if it comes down to, you know, really just wanting to fill out your schedule and grow, you're not going to grow any bigger than with Google. I mean, I'm sure you can see that, right? I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Google, right? Yeah, I mean, partnering with them could never be a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, yes, sir. Still waiting.
I mean,
on
what I'm asking for. Oh, you haven't got the email? Let me see. I sent it out. Let me see. Sometimes I do email from a pretty big server, right? So in a rare occasion, sometimes it goes into spam. It might have, but let me look at the message if I sent it. It's still in processing. It already went out. Will at badlandllc.com. Yeah. Yeah, it went out. So it just says 2 minutes ago. So maybe it just hasn't been delivered or might have just been filtered to another one. Now, what you're going to see is you'll see where it says pricing, $2.99 month to month. Where it says setup fee, you're going to see where it says wave/99=0. I wave that one out for you. I mean, really what I'm trying to do is open a return on investment. So I don't want you to be like, oh, what does all this mean? So I know we didn't cover that, but just I took it off from the beginning, right? I mean, I know you're looking for growth. And really what I'm looking for is a return on investment window that I'll be able to find for you guys. Like I said, it's the only way I'll keep you on board.
I don't know why my email's not pulling up. Inbox. Yeah. It's very weird. I haven't gotten any emails on here since the 20th.
Oh, I'll tell you what it is then. If you're not getting these to 20, it's the memory storage on your phone.
I just got a new phone. Shouldn't be that, would it?
I mean, if you're not uploading new emails, I mean, normally that's what it is, right? It's normally like the storage issue. But if you just got a new phone, I mean, depending how much you have on your phone, right? I mean, I don't know. It could take up a lot.
I mean, I just got this phone and I just put that email on this phone.
Yeah, my 9-year-old grabs my phone and then I start trying to use it and it has all kinds of new games on it. I'm like, oh my Lord, nothing's working.
No, I don't think that's what it is. I don't know. Why? Send it to my personal email. Can you do that?
For sure. What's your personal email?
It's Will Barwick. B-A-R-W-I-C-K, senior, like S-R.
Okay.
So Will Barwick, S-R, @gmail.com.
One sec, I'll get that one sent out. sent that one to the Will Barwick SR @gmail.com.
Let's see. Yep, I got it.
Fantastic.
What's up with
yeah, it's just a Google campaign there.
Money contract on SRP. One business per category per service area. What does that mean?
So that means with this local maps listing, you have a 50-mile radius that you can cover and close down. That means for your keywords and phrases, you'd be the one locking in that listing. So as far as your area, we're only allowed to work with one business per category per service area. So within a 50-mile radius, you will be the only land clearing and excavating company that we're working with. So the way that works
y'all's
is
exclusivity clause.
With the Google partnership, because here's how it works.
Yeah.
Google's going to rank their partners every year based on performance, right? So it's going to be based on things like customer retention, as well as, you know, return on investment for our customers. Now, with that being said, we hold the premier partnership, makes us top 3%. There's only 8 companies that are top 3%. So those 8 companies that hold that premier partnership can offer this service as well as the Google verified service. Right. So that's why we were able to talk about Google Verified. So whenever these listings, like right now, say you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and lock in this listing. We lock it in. None of the other excavating companies in the area are going to receive this call anymore because the other 7 companies that are partners, premier partners, will get notified. This one's already taken and we move on to the next region and we move all across the country for all 8 partners.
Okay.
And
so
that's where it comes, the exclusivity, where you get anchored to that front page and you hold your listing until you either stop paying or you just say, hey, you know what? We appreciate it and we're just going to move on or whatever. I mean, your Google business profile will always stay active. The only difference is, as time goes, you start falling off in those rankings, right? That's the optimization side of it.
All right. Say that again with the falling off.
Okay. So, been with us, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever, right? And say you decide, hey, you know what, Dave, we did great. I'm going to close the business or, you know, I'm moving on. I'm selling it, whatever. A new owner comes in and he says, hey, I don't see value in us paying for Google. We're not going to pay for it. So as the months go on, there's no more paying. Those rankings from the first page, you'll start dropping to the bottom of the first page, second page. Another company will come in. They'll take the optimization listing. They get to the front page, and that's how businesses rotate from there. Does that make sense?
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why, I mean, you'll notice as a business owner, if you do receive, like, say you lock in the listing right now, you're not going to get this call anymore, right, from anybody because they see that you're already locked in on the listing. Now, as soon as, or say you don't lock in the listing, you'll receive these calls in spurts. A position will open up. You're going to be getting a lot of calls for about a week, a few days, I mean, just depending until it closes. And then you won't hear anybody for a while. And then all of a sudden the calls will start coming in again just as listings open up, right?
All right. Well, let's see. So what I would be able to put whatever keywords.
That's right. So what we'll do is we get your services, right? And just so you know a little bit about the process, right? Say, tell me, hey, you know what, Dave, let's do the listing. First thing that happens is I'll put down we'll start building the Google My Business profile, get hours of operation, decide whether we're going to mask the address or we're going to have it public for people, things like that, right? And then we'll move on, you know, to the keywords. And I'll go ahead and get all the services that you provide, and then we'll run them through an analytics system. The analytics is going to tell us all the top used keywords and phrases in your area. And we're going to activate you for those to make sure that you're getting views when those are being used. Right? Thank you to the front page for those keywords and phrases. And you see those in the dashboard. Makes sense?
All right. And then where does the pay per lead part come in?
Okay. So the pay per lead, if you wanted to do the pay per lead service, that's the Google Verified. We'd have that one-time application.
That's separate from what we're talking about right now.
They're two different plans.
So like,
right? They're two. Yeah, they're two different plans. Yeah, you have a flat rate at the $299, which is a 50-mile radius. You can run that plan if you want, unlimited clicks and calls. Now, if you go into the Google Verified, I'll send you another proposal right now, and it'll break down the numbers for you so I can show you exactly what we're talking about. One second, we'll go over it.
Yeah, go ahead and send me that as well.
Okay. That one is going to have that budget associated with it, right? But the budget, we won't charge the budget until your acceptance comes back. Once you're accepted, typically about 72 business hours is when most business owners will activate their budget. But it also just depends on how many leads you're needing at the moment, right? I mean, if you get accepted and you're booked out for 2 months, well, you probably don't want to use your budget at that point. But if you're needing to fill out holes in your schedule, just activate that budget, open your dashboard, click start. Receive a few leads, follow up with them, turn them over, pause, resume as you see fit, right? We just rinse and repeat there.
Right.
So, okay, this email is about to go out. And I believe our cost per lead, where did that one go? Okay, we're at $31. Okay, now, in South Carolina, there is some requirements there, right? I want to touch base with you on those. There's a licensing requirement. Do you have any licensing right now for the business?
Negative,
because you're doing all the land clearing, right? You're specifically in land clearing.
Yeah, land clearing, site prep.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, and the only reason that it's asking for a license, South Carolina General or Mechanical Contractor. South Carolina.
Don't have that.
Yeah, let me see. And the only reason that it's asking for that is because in this vertical, like I said, it's excavation, right? But through the excavation, they'll get land clearing, all these types of things, but it's classified under sewage system excavation, right? So with the sewage system and all this, there's different types of classifications, right? So they do ask for the licensing in that area itself. They don't have land clearing as a standalone vertical.
Well,
that makes sense.
I don't have a contractor's license for that. So,
gotcha.
And I don't foresee being able to get one.
I hear you. I mean, and that's not a problem, right? So, I mean, the only difference is it's just going to be that budget, right? So you wouldn't have the budget associated. And that one was at 403, right? So with this one, it's $299. It'll bill monthly, and you're never going to have to worry about that 31 per lead or anything like that. The only difference is it's unlimited clicks and calls, right? So if you get a call and they're calling you about a service that you don't provide, I mean, you're not going to get charged for it, but at the same time, it's not going to reflect inside of your plan. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, as many jobs as you get, you know, as big as the jobs as they are, I mean, it's your rate will always stay flat rate grandfathered in.
All right.
Now on that one, really helps with the return on investment as well is those ads that we're going to put on social media for you. Because remember, those are retargeted. So if somebody goes and buys property and they're in your service area, and they just go and they type for suggestions from their friends. You don't even know these people. They just go and they put, hey, we need some land cleared out. You guys got any suggestions? As they start scrolling, your flyer automatically shows in their timeline. That helps with a lot of residentials.
All right. Yeah, I'm interested in it. I'm just trying to think logistically how I would work it out on my end if I start getting all these.
I would say cherry pick. Yeah, I mean, at this plan, the best way to do it with this plan with a business like yours is to cherry pick, honestly. I mean, if you're getting, you know, a lot of phone calls, I wouldn't take the smaller ones, especially because you already have so many big jobs laid out, right? But if you're paying at $299 a month, we can get you about, you know, 25 or 30 calls, and one of those turns over into a big commercial land clearing, so it's going to pay for itself tenfold every month. You know what I mean?
Well, what I really want is to have
and four or five other small jobs that I can be doing.
Well, then you, well, either way you want to cherry pick, whether it's the big ones or you want to cherry pick the small ones.
Keep them busy. Do what?
Yeah. I mean, either way you want to cherry pick, right? If you want to go pick the big cherries or you want to get the low hanging fruit, right? You just pull those low ones out, the smaller ones, and you soak up as many as you can to keep your guys busy. But the benefit is you can get all the calls and you just get to pick and not have to worry about paying per call, right? Or per click or anything like that. It's all unlimited.
Yeah. All right. Well, so how would I go about setting that up?
Yep. So the first thing we would do is we're going to start talking about like hours of operation, right? So the way this works is think about whenever you Google a restaurant and say it's about 9 o'clock at night, it'll say, oh, closes in an hour, but they'll open tomorrow at 8 a.m. from 8 to 10, whatever, right? So these are the hours that customers are going to be inclined to call you. So that's the first thing we start working on. I mean, what do you do Monday through Friday?
I work full time Monday through Thursday. I'm an electrician.
Oh, you're an electrician. Why didn't you tell?
Yeah.
You know what we can do for electricians? Listen, the Google do you work for another company?
I work for an electrician. So my plan was, hey, I'm going to get my electrical license, my contractor's license, and do this land clearing on the side to make some cash. Because I don't make that much working for somebody, which I ran my own business for 5 years. Well, I ran my family's business, and that's a whole other story. But anyway, now the land clearing thing seems to...
It's gone big for you, right? I mean, it's gone well for you.
Yeah, it's wanting to take over. But I still invest a lot of time in doing what I'm doing, which is why I'm trying to hire somebody, and I'm just going to let them kind of make the money and
work the business while you have your other job and kind of create two streams of revenue for your family.
Exactly.
I see it. I talk business strategy all the time. It's what I do, and that's a good one, right? And when you said electrician, I was like, because here's the thing, electrician, HVAC, and plumbers, you guys usually charge just to show up. Am I right?
That's right. I've been doing commercial electrician, building doctor's offices and.
Gotcha. Residential electrician, no residential yet, but I'll tell you, residential electrician is where the money's at, especially for owner operators, and I'll tell you why. Residential qualified leads are only at $27. Right. So most electricians charge just to show up and diagnose the problem at least 100 to 150. So every electrician that I talk to, I mean, literally that cost per lead, because the only way that they're going to get charged is if they actually go to the appointment, it pays itself off every single time by like eight, you know what I mean? Cause it's $27 to charge like 150 just to show up. And the only way they get charged is if they actually get the appointment. So, I mean, as you can tell, that's very profitable.
The electrician side of it, that's what I used to work in a processing plant and worked on all the machines and basically became an electrician by force.
Yeah, I hear you. I gotcha.
But my passion is I love running equipment and
just being out there in the field. Yeah, being out there.
Yeah. So that's what I like to do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's kind of
we're headed.
But
for sure.
I'd be interested in doing the marketing. I don't know that my phone number would be the phone number to call, though.
No. What we do is we provide you with call tracking. So this is it's beautiful, right? Now, call tracking, what it does is it's going to give a number that's going to go straight on the Google, right? So when they click it, it'll route it to whichever cell phone you want it routed to, right? But the beauty of that is it's going to eliminate all the spam calls. It's going to eliminate basically any call that's not going to be profitable to you. We keep those things from coming into your phone, right? So it's another major advantage of the program itself. But okay, let's get back to the profile setup, right? Because I know you said electrician and electricians, they do so well, right? I just kind of wanted to give you that info, but Okay, so I know we're at Monday through Thursday. What are the hours for Monday through Thursday? You said full time is at like 8 to 5, or are you doing like 9 to 6, 7 to 7?
Well, what I'm saying is I'm not available Monday through Thursday from 6 to 6, but my wife talks to people and can line up like...
She takes the phone calls for you, and she'll do the booking.
And I've got a buddy who I'm trying to hire slash convince be my partner, who's probably would start taking that over if I can get enough work to keep him busy.
Yeah, and the other good part of that call tracking, you're going to be provided with the in-phone directory, right? So if you are receiving the phone calls during the day while you're working or whatever, what your customers are going to hear is, thank you for calling Badland LLC. Press 1 if you're a new customer. Press 2 for existing. Press 3 if you have an appointment. Press 4 if it's urgent. 5 for emergencies, right? I mean, that's all. It's fully customizable, but that's just a little example, right, of how we're going to set up your info directory.
Okay. Correct. Sweet.
Yeah, so it really helps you manage the influx of phone calls there. Okay, so right now, oh, wait, when you said you work Monday through Thursday full-time, you were talking about electrician. So let me get back to you. What are the hours of operation we're listing for the business itself?
That's a complex question because it's so subject to change. Right now, I work.
And it can change. I mean, we'll update it for you. If you ever need a change, just give me a call. Hey, Dave, I need an update on the profile. We're moving to these hours, or, you know, so on and so forth. Same thing with social media.
I'm working Fridays and Saturdays and afternoons whenever I can.
Okay.
Probably in the next few weeks.
I mean, when you do get verified, we definitely want to have some hours where we're open, right? I mean, we don't want to list there, you know, closed all day, and they're going to be like, wait, these guys close all day, all week? You know, so it'll definitely hurt our
performance.
That's
what I'm saying. I've got to get my buddy signed on.
Let the info directory do its thing for you as well, right? Whenever your wife's not available to take the phone calls, you know, that's what it's there for, right? You can also even put in there, feel free to visit the website. You can leave in an address, whatever, in the chat bot. As soon as they do that, it comes right over to your phone as well, right? So you get out of work, you're able to follow up with your leads, you know, as you see fit, depending on what you think is good or isn't, right? The biggest thing is also getting your Google My Business profile verified and getting your life, right?
Right.
Now, I would recommend, I mean, at least, you know, a 9 to 5 or something like that where you can receive your phone calls, you know what I mean, throughout the week if you want to be closed. I noticed most of the tree companies are showing that they're closed, you know, on Saturday, on Sundays and weekends. So if you want to list yourself for emergencies, or maybe if you want to corner the market there and say, hey, no, you know what, list me is open. I'll soak in all those calls. We can do that too, right? I mean, that was kind of the benefit of us doing all that research, right, figuring out our competition in the area.
Yeah, I'll do Saturdays. Don't work Sundays.
Okay.
Gotta have one day.
For sure. Sunday's a Father's Day. I agree. So what are you thinking? 8 to 5? Is that going to work for you? We can start with that and then tweak it from there?
Yeah. That'd be fine.
Okay, now we're going to talk about service area. Now, remember, we can cover up to a 50-mile radius here. Will you cover the whole 50 miles? Are you wanting to tailor that in any way? I have some business owners like, hey, I'll travel 50 miles, but I only go like 7 south to the freeway and everything else is north, right? So do you have any specifications like that, or are you open to 50 miles in any direction?
No, not any direction. I'd really like to stay on this side of the lake.
Okay.
So I don't know how to describe my.
We got the digital map. I'm going to pull up the lake, and if you want to be on your side of the lake, what we're going to do is we can build it up, right? Now, if there's any cities, you know, you say, hey, I'm willing to travel out as far as this city and this city, you know what I mean? You just give me those. I'll put them here, and when we're going through the geofencing, we make sure we take care of it for you.
Yes, Sumter, Manning, Somerton,
Santee.
Okay. Sumter, Manning, Simpson, Santee.
Alkaloo, Wedgefield, that's not really a city, but.
But you can list it. I mean, if it's even it's a neighborhood, we can literally target down to neighborhoods. Because we, you know what geofencing
Sumter County,
is. Right, so.
Sumter and Clarendon County, I can pretty much cover both those counties.
Sumter and Clarendon. Right. Okay. Now we have our services. Let me go ahead and grab those for us. We're including the stump grinding, all of it, right?
Can you list everything that we?
Everything that we went over, yeah, for sure. Building site preparation, land clearing, commercial building site preparation, stump grinding, tree removal. Let me see. We're not doing tree trimming, right? It's all removals.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, we're doing the big jobs. Okay.
I'm not
sure. I don't want no one calling you. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want no one calling you with your big old tractor and be like, hey, I got a palm tree that needs trimming. You'd be like, dude, well, you guys don't have palm trees over there, right? So
I'll trim it to the ground.
They come out, what happened to my tree? Hey, you said a trim. Right. Sounds like my barber every time I leave.
I'm not very good at taking care of trees.
I
can pull one down. Yeah.
Man, I wish I could send you a picture of the tree I have in my front yard. It's a mammoth, and it's a headache, man, that thing. Them leaves fall off and it white oozes everywhere. And oh, Lord, I just want to get rid of it. Okay. All right. Commercial site preparation, land excavation, stump grinding, tree removal, building site. Okay. Got all our services. All right. So now the next thing we'll do is I'll walk you through a voice verification, right? Now what this one does, I do have you on the discounted pre-agreement. So it's an added form of protection for you. I basically outline the program, the pricing, you know, the details, cancellation and renewal policies. If you have any questions, you just say, Dave, what does that mean? I'll slow down and rephrase for you. I do this before I even ask for like any payment info. So that way you feel real comfortable asking questions, going through the conversation and sticking around to the end. It only takes about, you know, 30 to 60 seconds, just depending on how many questions you have. But if you're ready, I can go ahead and get started.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Badland LLC.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Name is Will Barwick. I'm the owner.
Okay, now Will, are you authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you are an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
I am.
Okay, now, to get results as fast as possible, Will, it is important that you are actively involved in the campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you out our 877 number. This is 24/7 customer service, and I'm going to put my extension to the side. This extension is going to bring you right over to my office and my desk. I'm here Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, okay? So I just text out and ask you if you can save that as Local Splash in your contacts. And if for any reason, you know, when we reach out to you, I'm not saying you got to answer it like, oh, right now, call me right. About 24 hours, right? Reasonable time, give us a call back, and we're cool with that. Sound fair?
Yep.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you will have three options here, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Did you say my mother's maiden name?
Yeah, it'd either be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
do mother's maiden name. It's Scurry. S-C-U-R-R-Y.
Okay. All right. Now, in hiring Local Spas as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. And as a part of the verification process.
No, I need to go ahead and disclose it.
You got what? What was that?
Do I need to go ahead and disclose that now?
Yeah. Who are you with?
Angie Leeds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries. Angie's, they work completely different. They don't, so Angie's, they pay Google to get, we can go into that another time. Don't worry, Angie Leeds. Okay. You'll be all right. Trust me. Don't worry. This plan, with time, you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about. With time, you're going to notice what we're doing. And most of my clients, they end up just going with one lead generation, and that ends up being like anyway. So I'm glad we're working with you now. So let's see. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Spas receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, it may include a business license, which is like the LLC for the business itself, or a proof of insurance, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification, right? So we do kindly ask the documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of the account. Would you agree to submit documents within 7 days?
If I have said documents.
Yeah, like insurance, you don't need the insurance. It's not required. What they're going to do for the verification is it's going to be advanced video verification. It could be business cards if you have any, your trucks, your tools, your tractors, trailers, if you have any business signs, things like that, right? Those are the things that they may ask for. And inside of that first 7 days, right? And most, I'd say like literally 97% of my clients do the video verification anyway. So it makes it that much easier.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've done that before with another business that I was working for.
And before we go, your address, I know we can do residentials, that's not a problem. What we're going to do is mask it for you so people aren't showing up at your house, but it's not a P.O. box, right?
No, it is my home address.
Home address, perfect. Okay, all right. So we can keep on moving now. Now, your payment for your initial retirement account setup would be charged today on October 27, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, and your payments would automatically renew on the 27th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I texted to you. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. We do ask you to keep in mind Local Spas is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah, pretty simple, right? I mean, 3 business days before. I mean, in all honesty, I don't see it happening, but if for any reason, I mean, that's how it works, right? So, Will, what would be your last name?
Barwick, B-A-R-W-I-C-K.
Barwick. Yeah. My fault. You're giving me that one in the email. Okay, now what's the billing address? And is it the same as the business address?
Yes, it's the same.
Okay, so I can put them in both areas. Go ahead when you're ready.
It's 1134. Conestoga. Hold on, my son is hunting me down. I think my wife got him. 1134 Conestoga, Conestoga Street, Manning, South Carolina, 29102.
Conestoga Street. That's in Manning, South Carolina, 29102. Okay. Now that address there, you want it masked, right? Most of my guys do, so I usually do it for them, but I do want to, you know, I ask always, right? Okay, so let me put here, we're going to mask that address. So the way it works is when we mask it, it's going to show your service area, and you're still going to receive a red ping on the Google Maps section. The only difference is they, when they click the ping, it's not going to show any address. It's only going to show your service area of the area that you're willing to provide service for. Okay. So that one masked. All righty. All the profiles set up. Now we can move on to billing. So Arena using Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex.
It's me, Visa.
Okay. I'll be ready when you are.
It is 4912-3900-6002-5370.
Okay. Expiration?
0630.
Okay, June of 2030. And the CVV?
It is 897.
Let me update this one for you. Now, we're going to have your onboarding call tomorrow. What's going to work best for you? Is it going to be the morning or the afternoon?
That's going to be the late afternoon, if possible.
Yeah, that's possible. Latest if possible. Same time as today. Okay.
What time did you call me today? Like 7 something? My time?
Yeah. I'm going to pull up the calendar right now. Let's see what we got for you. Now, this one's going to go right out to the email, and it's going to be the personal email. Will Barwick Senior at gmail.com.
It's just Will. Yeah, Will Barwick Senior at gmail.com.
Okay. Let me get this one put together. All right. So right now you're going to notice that you're going to get some automatic messages sent out to you. One of them is going to be for the Google My Business information that we're needing. The other one's going to say initial invoice. When you receive that initial invoice, you do me a favor. You can click on that one for me. I'm going to go ahead and put your email together right now.
Where's my other email would work? Yeah, just got it.
Yeah. Now, when you click on that one for me, I mean, you're more than welcome to read through it. It'll have a couple of check marks there. You want to check the spelling on your name. I'm pretty sure I got it right. I mean, just like it sounds, right?
I didn't read any of it. I just signed
it. It's everything we went over, right? So it's basically like that voice verification, right? And it's also making sure the spelling and everything is right. Let's see here. Okay, so your email, you should be receiving in about 2 minutes here. Let's see, but tomorrow, you're needing as late as possible. So I got I have a 5:30 available. That's going to put you at, okay, so if I put you at 4, that'll get your call at 7. Does that work?
Yep.
Okay. Gmail in here. Will Barwick Senior at Gmail. So now it should have just went out to you too. It'll go right to your email, and then it should populate on whichever calendar you have. It's in, I know you had a Yahoo. Oh, this one's Gmail. So perfect. It'll go right to your Google Calendar. And now it's set up tomorrow for the same time. So I'd like to be the first one to congratulate you on getting your listing. I'm going to continue working on this profile here. And then right now, you're free for the rest of the evening, and then we'll reconvene tomorrow about the same time so we can get your onboarding call going. That one's going to take about anywhere from 30, maybe 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. What I'm going to do is I'll call you first, and then I'll introduce you to our onboarding agent. Usually it's like Evan, Spencer, sometimes Nikki, right? So I'll introduce you to them, and then I'll lead you guys to it. If there's anything you need, like I said, you have my direct extension, and our customer service number is 24/7. So we'd love to welcome you on board, and I'm super excited to be able to help out Badland LLC.
All right. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, have a great evening with those kiddos, man, and I'm about to finish up here and head out to football practice.
Okay. All right.
Have a good one, partner. We'll talk tomorrow. Yes, sir. It's a pleasure meeting you, brother.
You too.
Thank you.